Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump approved late yesterday after a day-long debate in the Democratic-controlled House. One article covers abuse of power, the other, obstruction of Congress. At the White House, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president's not concerned.
I think this is actually better for our party, and I think that that's going to show in 2020. I think this is truly backfiring on the Democrats.
And the president himself told a boisterous crowd of supporters at a rally in Michigan last night,
"It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached."
Meanwhile, former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci says his former boss is a, quote, lawless criminal. Major Trump supporter Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina has announced he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. He's a four-term representative. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Some of the Democrats running for the White House are tweeting this morning about the impeachment of President Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden calling it a solemn moment, but then arguing that Trump, quote, betrayed our nation. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's a necessary day for American democracy. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says she believes the House has taken an important step to hold President Trump accountable. Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment. The Labor Department reports this morning that 234,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. Eddie Murphy set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend. It will be the first time he's been on the show in 35 years. Murphy made his debut on SNL back in 1980. The musical guest on Saturday night will be Grammy-nominated Lizzo. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A European nation bans conversion therapy in minors. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. The law applies to conversion therapies for minors in general, as well as those of legal age whose consent was obtained without their volition, such as through coercion, threat, deception, or error. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts. According to medical experts in an August report in the New England Journal of Medicine that called for banning such procedures in the United States, 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults.
A new survey says half of all U.S. workers did not get a pay raise this year, despite the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And those buckets of little green plastic army soldiers are adding more female soldiers. The Pennsylvania toy maker started adding female soldiers early this year. It's now expanding the lineup. The company says demand is through the roof and not just from kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it's just not for the faint of heart, but such is the price for liberty. I mean, look, it started out early on. You know, you got this great idea, and you have antithetical forces. All it takes to get antithetical forces is present an idea. And this is what our founding fathers did, inspired by the Pilgrims. Really, you got to go back before, you know, to the 1600s and see what kind of foundations were laid by the Pilgrims. And here it was. It was about, about true liberty, you know, God-given liberty. And if we look to God for our liberties, we wouldn't lose them because, God, what God gives us cannot be taken away by a ruling government. And, of course, we see this happening as a result of our laxness and the idea that, this is not a government of for by we the people. It's become a government of for by the elites. And, Dr. Jerry Newcomb is going to be joining us. And he pronounces this quite clearly in his book, American Amnesia. Is America paying the price for forgetting God and the source of our liberty? And you've heard me say repeatedly here recently that, when we look at who it is that we elect for office, any bills that come before our legislature and other things that we're talking about in our country and about the body politic, and I would say just about life in general, is it you've got to run it through that filter, that question, that critical question, does it add or take away from my freedom? Whatever it is, okay? And I think that there's spiritual implications tied into that as well. I want to bring Dr. Jerry Newcomb, who I was bragging about here. He's connected with us now. Jerry, good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, we're just sharing with the audience, and this has been something repeatedly, it's been a theme that I believe that, God has placed on my heart in looking at, our freedoms, and you write about it in American Amnesia and the loss of our freedoms. I mean, really, and I know people get wiggy when you start talking about judgment, but God has a built-in, safety net for us, that it's the judgment comes into play, whether it's by his hand or the judgment of natural forces coming against things that are ungodly. And, and I know when you mention judgment, because I believe that what we're going to enter into, Jerry, especially in light of what's been going on in our country, and I know this puts me on the edge with some people's sentiments and their emotions, But I believe because of what the Democratic Party has done, I'm not talking about impeachment. They have been involved with abortion. They have led the way in abortion. 60 million plus babies have been murdered. There's other things that they have perpetrated in leadership, in their positions of responsibility as leaders. And I believe that they are being judged. They're not seeing it. And I think the ultimate judgment could very well happen at the ballot box come 2020.
I think that's very true. And I think, you know, it's funny too, Bill, I think even in the larger picture, people on the left even recognize that there is a form of justice in the universe. They'll use the term karma. But the idea of karma is God's built-in system that you reap what you sow.
Exactly.
And it's true for individuals, and it's also true for nations. And what we see, as you mentioned, you know, the blood of 60 million innocent babies being killed is just horrendous.
Mm-hmm. If that's not enough, let's sell their baby parts.
Their baby body parts. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll sell the baby parts and
in such a way,
right,
so that the body parts can be preserved.
Right.
You know, so on the one hand, they're saying, well, this is just a clump of cells. This is just a bunch of tissue, etc. On the other hand, they're saying, oh, you want this liver from this unborn baby? Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Right.
Here it is. You know, Kitching was charging a lot of money for it, and we'll do the abortion in such a way that we preserve this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Staver says that some of the baby body parts are delivered from these abortion clinics, you want to call them. Some people will say, don't use the word clinics, because clinics is where people are healed. But anyway,
yes.
Abortion places, and they will transport these hearts from unborn mm-hmm. babies, and the hearts apparently are still beating.
Yes.
I don't know how that works, but it's like, oh, it's just like out of a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, yeah, but it's useless flesh, but you can't tell. See, you can't tell the mothers that, because it's the mothers that I speak with, Jerry, that say to me, Bill, my child would have been 7 years old. My child would have been 13.
Yeah.
They carry in their heart and soul till the day they died that they were involved with this big lie that has been perpetrated, was codified by the Supreme Court, and they know better today. What is happening across this country is an organic movement toward the truth to realize that what they have been told is wrong, that it is not a clump of unnecessary flesh or like a tumor that's being removed. This is a human being, and you've got women.
True.
You've got women, and you have men as well, Jerry, that are coming in increasing numbers, and they are crying. They are weeping like Rachel. If you remember, and of course you remember, I'm saying remember rhetorically to the rest of the audience, is that there was that cry of Rachel when Herod sent out his officers to go and kill all the children under 2 years of age in hopes of eradicating the Savior of the world.
Right, exactly. The baby boys in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
They were 2 years and under. Yeah, that is amazing. But going back to abortion specifically, just recently I've been dealing with the, because I work as a TV producer, that's my full-time work with D. James Kennedy Ministries, and it's a great privilege
yes.
to be involved in that. And I did some interviews with some of the people involved with Abby Johnson.
Now, yes.
Abby Johnson used to be the Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year.
Yes.
She ran an abortion clinic, a small clinic, in the greater Houston area, for about 8 years. She was the manager. And then when a visiting doctor came in and wanted to see, you know this story.
Yeah. Well, it was documented in the movie Unplanned.
Exactly. Well, that's her story.
This
is exactly what I'm talking about. And so anyway, when she saw an ultrasound of an abortion taking place in her own clinic, of which she was the manager, she was shocked, and she walked out in tears and said, I can't do this anymore. But here's the good news, and this is what needs to be shouted from the housetop. In fact, you can even look up a website called abortionworker.com.
Mm-hmm.
Since she walked out of that clinic in Texas in 2009, by God's grace, Abby Johnson has started a ministry called And Then There Were None.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to help people who work in abortion business to get out of it, because she said no abortion worker, no abortion clinic, no abortion clinic, no abortion. And she has helped 500 people approximately transition out of abortion. And it's not an easy thing to do, because some of her employees that I was interviewing, in fact, you know, were explaining how it's kind of like when you're in an abusive relationship, and all these different people that work in the clinic, so many of them use drugs or use alcohol, or, you know, they need to medicate the pain because they know what they're doing.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We got more from Jerry Newcomb after this. Stay with us.
Assignment.
Exactly.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Do you know what the second most common cancer in the U.S. is? You may be surprised to hear. It's a type of skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, and it affects about 700,000 Americans every year. CSCC is typically treatable when caught early, but like other cancers, it can become serious and even life-threatening if it progresses to a locally advanced stage or spreads in your body. Most people know that sun exposure increases your risk for skin cancers like CSCC, but that's not the only risk. If you're over 65, male, or living in the southern part of the U.S., you're at an increased risk too. It's important to know potential signs of CSCC, like scaly or red patches, or raised lumps. If you have had CSCC, check for any changes or new spots that won't go away, as these may be signs that you're at higher risk for the cancer to get worse. If you have questions or think your CSCC is becoming advanced, talk to your doctor. You can learn more at aboutadvancedcscc.com. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The question is America paying the price for forgetting God?
and the source of our liberty? You know, something to ponder. Seriously, I know many people across the country, Gary Newcomb, are questioning that right now. I mean, based on, you know, again, what you and I have been talking about. I mean, why teen suicide to the level that we're having right now? 2022 military are committing suicide every day. Opioid addiction on the rise. Illegal immigration, the storming of our borders, the walls have fallen down and we are vulnerable. And 9/11 happens. You know, stop me when you've heard enough of the things and the catastrophes that have been happening. Now, I think in light of what is going on in a positive nature in our country, do not be fooled. We have real issues still to deal with. And I believe this is why there is judgment coming. And I say the Democratic Party, but there are people outside of the Democratic Party that hold and are honoring their god of abortion and their god that is other than the true living God. And I see it because God is just, as you said earlier, Jerry, that there are some built-in bumpers in the system, in the universe that God has created, like the law of gravity. I mean, it happens. And if you think not, I know some people have to feel like they got to get on top of the roof and fall off to realize when they hit the ground that, yep, gravity is still happening. And, you know, and we are doing this at the expense of our own peril, at the expense of our families, our children, our country. And maybe, just maybe, enough is enough. Because the question that we've asked time and again, Jerry, on the show is, when is 63, you know, what number do we need to get to? 63 to 64 million, 65 million, is that enough aborted babies? I mean, is that the number that we have to get to? I don't know.
Yeah, it's certainly true that millions of people are blind, and they claim to see when it comes to the abortion issue, but they're blind to the realities. I remember in my job with D. James Kennedy Ministries about 25 years ago, I interviewed a lady named Carol Everett, who was a former abortion clinic worker and even part owner of about four or five clinics in the Dallas area. And she became a Christian, and then her eyes were open as to what she was involved in. And she said, you know, honestly, for many of the people, it's all about money. And she said that that in the front of the clinic, a girl is asking, is it a baby? She's being told, no, it's just a clump of tissues.
Right.
It's just a product of conception. But she said in the back of the very same clinic, as early as they can be done, after every single abortion, they have to reassemble the parts, the head, the spine, the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet. They have to make sure nothing's left inside.
Yes.
Because if it is, it could cause an infection.
Exactly.
She said, it is a baby.
What kind of psychological impact, Jerry? I mean, because you were suggesting this a moment ago. Because you have to purposely rewire your brain and your heart to be so hard and calloused that you would not see that as a child. And for those workers that are seeing what Abby Johnson saw, that machine just sucking the baby up through those tubes and that. I mean, if you were seeing that day in and day out, what kind of damage does that do to you psychologically?
A lot. That's why her ministry, talking about Abby Johnson, Abby Johnson's ministry of And Then There Were None is working so hard to help people transition. They said when you leave the abortion clinic, as far as, you know, a job, it's not like going from McDonald's to Wendy's. You know, well, I used to make French fries here, I can make French fries there. No, it's a different mindset and so forth. And by the way, Carol Everett 25 years ago was even saying the same kinds of things about the people in the clinic numbing their pain, their psychological pain through, you know, medicating themselves with drugs or with alcohol or overeating or whatever. She said that that the people were in effect suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder
as a result of being involved with the abortion
industry. Because they knew they were killing people.
Exactly.
And you just can't
Well, it's got to be much the same way that the Germans felt after the fall of Germany and the Third Reich. And what did the German government do? Made every one of the citizens go and tour one of the concentration camps. I saw a video, Jerry. You see people walking, and they look like they're going through a Sunday walk in the park. They're all happy and cheery. That's the way they enter in. And to see them coming out, they were absolutely devastated.
Yes.
And they're not even, they're only seeing, they're not even, they just get this sense of foreboding. I mean, because it wasn't like you saw real body parts as they went there, but they knew something ugly and awful had occurred in these concentration camps. They saw the incinerators. They saw, you know, the mechanisms there to mass murder.
You know, there's a phenomenon in the New Testament, described in the New Testament, of people who sear their conscience.
Conscience, yes.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly the phenomenon that you're describing here, is that people will allow their consciences to be seared. I mean, for example, I'm sure you've seen the little video taken by a cell phone that in, I think it was January of this year, 2019, in Albany, New York, when the state of New York passed a law
exactly.
that basically you can have abortion up to the moment of birth. And mm-hmm. all these people are cheering and giving a standing ovation to the New York legislators mm-hmm. for passing this law, as if this is a wonderful thing.
You know,
hooray, hooray, now we can kill our babies up to the moment of birth. And this is, you know, I don't want to, you know, sound too harsh, but when you look in the Bible and you see in the Old Testament, there's the description about these pagan Canaanites and so forth who would worship Moab, and he demanded, it was a false god, but Moloch, rather.
Yes, Moloch, right.
Of the people, their babies.
Yes.
And so they would put their babies on this hot idol, and then the baby would just fry to death right then and there, and they would do this in worshiping their god. Mm-hmm. And today, people are worshiping their gods of convenience and whatever, and you know, they're committing abortion and letting
without
their own babies mm-hmm. be killed. And Mother Teresa once said, if we can accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell others not to kill one another? Our society has become so hardened and become so violent because of abortion, not despite it, as
exactly.
the liberals might say, you know, every child will want it.
See, but that's the organic aspect that they cannot fight against. They can go after, you know, judges and Supreme Court nominees and all that kind of stuff. But organically, the women who have experienced it know that it's a lie, and they carry the burden of this offense till the day they die. And they just pray constantly, God, is there grace? Can you forgive me? And their families, there's families where chairs are empty that should have been filled. And God only knows, of the 63 million babies that have been aborted, how many geniuses, how many answers to cancer, how many other innovations have been annihilated as a result of the selfishness of our society. You know, Jerry, this has been extremely profound, and this is why I believe that, you know, judgment is here. But like in Nineveh, you know, are we going to have ears to hear? We have a leader in our government, which in Nineveh, that's what it was. It started with the leadership. The leadership understood that they had violated godly principles, and they repented. And we have a godly leader in Donald Trump. And I believe it's instrumental in maybe allowing a bit of what I call a Nineveh moment for America, where there would be this acknowledgement of our sin and a true movement of repentance. I know that we always talk about, you know, revival, but you must have repentance before you get revival.
That's right. That's exactly right. God help America. And by the way, thank God for the forgiveness that he provides for those who truly do repent and ask for it, including those who have had abortions.
Exactly.
I know many very fine women that have had abortions.
This is sponsored by Wells Fargo. Did you know that millions of Americans struggle to put food on their tables for themselves and their family? In fact, 1 in 7 Americans turn to the Feeding America network of food banks for help. It could be a friend, coworker, or neighbor. Food insecurity does not discriminate. To show support, Wells Fargo launched its 2019 Holiday Food Bank program, working side-by-side with the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization, Feeding America. Lauren Biedron is the Vice President of Corporate Partnerships at Feeding America.
We encourage everyone to join us in providing holiday meals for more families. You can drop off non-perishable food at your local Wells Fargo bank, volunteer at your local food bank or pantry, or donate money to Feeding America through Wells Fargo ATMs, online at wellsfargo.com/foodbank, or by texting MEALS to 91990.
Message and data rates may apply. For more information on how you can help, visit wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump approved late yesterday after a day-long debate in the Democratic-controlled House. One article covers abuse of power, the other, obstruction of Congress. At the White House, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president's not concerned.
I think this is actually better for our party, and I think that that's going to show in 2020. I think this is truly backfiring on the Democrats.
And the president himself told a boisterous crowd of supporters at a rally in Michigan last night.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached.
Meanwhile, former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci says his former boss is a, quote, lawless criminal. Major Trump supporter Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina has announced he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. He's a four-term representative. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need a bullet. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the bulls continue. It's been really a powerful 3 years when you think about the stock market. And we can be thankful to this administration and this president. Something like 10,000 points. I mean, in 3 years, that's absolutely incredible. So think about it. While we're still experiencing the longest running bull market in history at some point, there's inevitably going to be an economic slowdown, right? Well, small businesses, especially financial advisors, can prepare for this eventuality by ensuring they have flexibility in their business plans to weather any downturn. The end of the year is also a good time to revisit business goals and priorities. Business owners in all industries should take advantage of the season slowdown by prioritizing business planning and goal setting. Makes sense, right? Well, as year end is a time of self-reflection, business owners can apply that same introspection to their firms, review their progress to business goals, confirm the metrics applied to these goals, and see that they're still valid, and then forecast how the final year-end numbers should come in. With us is Richard Whitworth. He's the head of business consulting with the Cetera Financial Group. Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Bill. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, we kind of laid it out. I think this is what, you know, the smart businesses do. I tell people, Richard, all the time, you want to, you want to follow the lead of people who are successful, and this is what they do. I mean, they hit the pause button, and they reflect on the previous year, and they start forecasting based on the wins and losses of the previous year and the experiences, right?
They definitely do, and I really believe that if you're rooted in that introspection and sort of the empirical grounding that your firm can have, it's a really good starting point. And by that, I mean the financials, right? Mm-hmm. Having a very well-defined profit and loss statement or an income statement that you use to manage your business on a daily, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis gives you the insight into what levers you can pull, both at a revenue side as well as an expense side, to optimize the profitability of your firm.
Now, what are you seeing in terms of the small business environment? What are you hearing from business owners this year?
So really across the board, Bill, business owners are telling us through our over 7,000 independent financial advisors that the economic cycle is still running strong. You know, you mentioned at the top of the segment that we are in the longest running bull market in history. And I think from a Cetera Financial Group perspective, we believe that that'll continue into 2020. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things that I think business owners should prepare for. You know, you mentioned the fact that there is going to be an economic slowdown at some point. So stress test your business. Think about what it would take if you were going to see theoretically a 10% decrease in your revenue or a 20% decrease in your revenue. How would that impact your ability to serve your clients and customers, maintain your staffing levels, as well as invest in the business for that future growth? It's always a good business mantra to plan for the unexpected.
Exactly. Well, Richard, you're talking with small businesses every day. And what kind of New Year's resolutions are you hearing from them?
Yeah, great question, Bill. And from our standpoint, it falls into three specific categories, and they actually grow and build upon each other. So the first and I think most important thing that small business owners should do is prepare for the unexpected in your business in terms of a disruption. Think about your continuity as a small owner operator of a successful privately held business. That starts with a physical disruption to your business. What would happen if there was a weather-related event, for instance? How would you continue to maintain those service standards and engage your clients and customers? The next component of that continuity is what happens if you're out of pocket for a small, short duration period of time. As a small business owner, you deserve to take time off to go on holiday with your family and spend time with your loved ones. How's your business going to be managed while you're not there? The third component is your long-term exit from the business, that concept of succession planning.
Exactly.
You may or may not have an identified successor in your business. You may or may not have defined when you want to retire. But that takes a long time to find someone who's going to continue to serve and manage your business, and you have to start now to prepare for that eventual exit from your business.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, relevant to succession, I wanted to interject that, you know, we often think of a succession plan as far as business owners are concerned, but that even goes for managers. Managers should also know who is there on the team that could replace them, right?
Very much so. I mean, I really think the idea of having bench strength is paramount to an organization. You should always be thinking about what's going to happen next to myself as the manager or the leader within my organization. I spend a lot of time and invest a lot of effort in making sure that my team is ready to take over for me if something were to happen, so that we can maintain and continue to engage our clients and help them achieve their financial objectives.
Yeah, we want that in a smooth transition. We don't want a junta to take place, okay? So understand where we're coming from on this.
Yep.
This is a peaceable transformation in a way that, you know, keeps the business rolling along in a positive direction. Thanks for putting up with me. I just, when you said that, I wanted people to see that what we're talking about in terms of small business owners has application throughout the business. And what we're pointing to here, these are cultural complexities and cultural nuances that when everybody is on the same team and the rhythm is consistent, it serves all elements of the small business, does it not?
Absolutely. I love the fact that you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's a force multiplier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you
yes.
can use it to your advantage in a lot of different ways. At the minimum, you're helping your family and your staff and employees understand that there's going to be business continuity. On the positive and the advantageous side, you can use it as a business development tool with your existing clients and prospects. Get out in front of it. Let them know that after being a steward of their wealth or a steward part of their services for the decades that you have been, that you have a plan in place to continue that stewardship after you leave as the founder and owner of the business.
Exactly.
It also gives you the opportunity to optimize the value. Mm-hmm. If you've taken the steps to really pull all the levers as you can pull them and optimize them, you're going to increase the value of your firm, which for most small business owners, the eventual sale of their business will become the biggest economic windfall that they have for their own personal retirement plan. So you've not only taken care of your staff, your clients, but you've taken care of your family by proactively thinking about your continuity and succession.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about online presence. Boy, I'll tell you, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, we hardly talked about it, but now it is a serious and critical part of small business today, is it not?
Hugely. I always joke, I remember 20 years ago working with independent wealth managers, and they would say, I'm a boutique investment manager. I only grow through referrals or word of mouth. Well, that may have been valid in 1999, but it surely is not valid going into 2020. If I can't Google you, you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So firms, especially small businesses, have to figure out a way to optimize their digital presence so that their message is coordinated across all different social and digital media platforms, and they can use it for both business development to promote what they're doing, but also to solicit client feedback to make sure that if they get that negative review, that they're able to address it, compartmentalize it, and solve for it before it proverbially goes viral.
Exactly.
And it's so important for those small business owners because at the end of the day, regardless of what we're able to do through technology, business is still a personal relationship-driven business, all of it. And so you have to make sure that you manage how you promote yourself digitally within how you engage your clients in a personal one-on-one manner.
Exactly. Well, as the managing director of Cetera Financial Group's business consulting organization, Richard manages a team of business consultants and subject matter experts, providing the strategic and tactical framework to assist the team in reaching its goal of helping Cetera's financial advisors with their advice-centric growth and productivity objectives. We were talking earlier about the dynamic of succession and business continuity plans, and I wanted to ask, where could small business owners turn for help with this?
So, great question. And one of the best ways to go at it is working with your independent financial advisor and wealth manager. Most of these men and women have a pulse of what's happening on Main Street, and they can provide that business owner level advice and confidence that you need as a business owner to make sure that you have the right decisions.
Well, I'll tell you, this is absolutely golden. The information you shared with us, Richard, today is awesome. Thank you so much. We know small business is the backbone of America's industry and our future. So we appreciate it. He's the head of business consulting with the Cetera Financial Group, Richard Whitworth, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Richard. Have a great holiday.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Take care. You too.
Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, yeah, it's movie time, and we're going to Hollywood, California, where he is live and direct. We're talking the movie guy, Steve Evans, up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, I always like to, you know, do that big intro voice thing, Steve-O. You know, maybe because of my early days, you know, you always had to have the big, and I never really had the big, robust voice. In fact, I remember one time I was doing this soundtrack for The Who. You remember the group, The Who? You remember them?
Definitely
right?
Do.
And I had this producer in the studio. I mean, it's look. I mean, you hear my voice. I mean, my voice is what it is, right? And this producer all of a sudden thought that I could do James Jones or something. I said, "What? I mean, you know, James Earl Jones." I can't do Luke. I am your father. You know, it's not going to happen. And
I can relate. Yeah, nobody ever accused me of being Charlie Tuna or Robert W. Morgan or any of these folks. You know, I mean, you have to work with the tools you're given, right?
Exactly. So yeah, we just get to pretend, because when you're starting in the business, you know, you always pretend. And I did grow up in the, you mentioned a couple of guys, and Charlie Tuna was a dear friend, and I did grow up in the era in Southern California when Boss Radio and Robert W. Morgan and the Real Don Steele, but we're going down a walk down memory lane here, man, I'll tell you. So there was lots of times, you know, when you're sitting there trying to emulate these great talents.
You know, speaking of that era, we are going to be talking about the final episode of the Star Wars saga coming up in a moment, which was released 42 years ago, by the way, the first one in 1977, 40 years. But we'll talk about that in a moment. It's a moment here.
Yes.
Let's talk about what happened last weekend quickly. Jumanji
Next level.
$59.3 million. Frozen 2 was number 2, making another 19. I would imagine that one has broken $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
Knives Out, number 3. Richard Jewell, number 4. And Black Christmas rounding out the top.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, those California legislators trying to figure out to get their tax tentacles into businesses, they see all these billions of dollars being reported and going, God, all we need is 1% little tax, little you know, pass through.
Let's talk about where this is all coming from. Disney, of course, is the generator of this massive. And, well, you know, like I say, it all started back in 77. That's when George Lucas was running around town. He was trying to get a movie made called Star Wars. Everybody's saying, no, nobody's going to go see a movie with war in the title and science fiction is dead. Finally, 20th Century Fox, they said, okay, we'll give you a shot. On the wild chance that this could be a success, we're going to sign you to the three-picture deal. And, of course, they made the movie for $11 million. It went on to make $770 million in 1977.
Ka-ching.
And we were,
ka-ching.
Now we're on our way.
Wow.
You figure that probably 42% of the world's population is under 25. So most of the folks around weren't even around when this thing started. But, of course, they're going to be lining up to see it finish. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker opens up this weekend.
Steve-O, you just want just a little bit of taste of the royalties on just the merchandise for Star Wars, right?
They say the whole franchise with the theme parks and the merchandise. And, of course, the box office has generated over $9 billion. But they say the whole thing all in is worth about $65 billion. Isn't that amazing?
$65 billion. I mean, how many countries, you know, can hit that for GDP? I mean, you know, wow, unflipping believable. So we're excited. So Star Wars is coming.
Wrapping up at least this storyline. There will be other Star Wars movies in the Star Wars universe, but this is going to wrap up this particular storyline. And the surviving resistance once again faces the First Order in the final chapter of the Skywalker series. Now, you know, Star Wars fan base is very particular about spoilers, and so you really can't get too far into what's going on here. The New York Times had an interesting approach. They say that the Rise of Skywalker has at least 5 hours worth of plot. You got a lot of stuff going on here,
wow.
Right? Suffice it to say, they say, that various items need to be collected from planets with exotic names, that bad guys cackle and rant on the bridges of massive spaceships while good guys zip around bravely doing the work of the resistance, mysteries are solved, sacrifices are made, but, hey, that's enough for now.
Yes.
So you get an idea. It's a Star Wars movie.
It's not going to be 5 hours long, ladies and gentlemen. But,
no.
But the other deal is in terms of the production, because the disappointment for me was the initial trilogy was just so far and away, special effects, the whole deal, that when they did the next three parts, it was anticlimactic because the first three were so powerful and engaging.
Right. Lost me after the first three. I'm going to go see this just to see how it all wraps up. But you know,
what do you think? What do you think? Have you seen anything other than the trailer on this deal?
Nothing but the trailer. 59% of the critics are recommending there, and I think it would be higher. But like you know, one critic said, "Hey, I mean, this is a harried and hectic affair. They're trying to wrap up all these loose ends. You got this going on and that, bringing in people. You know, Carrie Fisher makes an appearance, and you have all these people coming in. So." But it will be huge. They say it will be number one, obviously, just by how much. They say over $200 million in this country alone this coming weekend. So
this weekend, $200 million in a weekend?
Yeah. In a weekend. Oh yeah.
Lord have mercy.
But
that's
not the only thing going on here.
Of course not. Now you got cats.
Cats. Speaking of a franchise, this it opened as a play on in London in on Broadway in 1982, and this thing has been going on forever. It it played 21 years in London, and it just closed in 2017 on Broadway, and you still have these touring companies running around the country, and it has generated $3.5 billion in ticket sales just for this play. So they finally decided to make a movie out of it. It really looks good. And the crazy thing about it is it played at the Winter Garden in New York, right across the street from the Showtime offices, which I was in there all the time. And
yes.
I always thought, you know, I got to go see that before. I have to go. And years went by. I never did see it.
You didn't?
I never did. Did you ever see it?
Oh, absolutely. I saw it in New York, saw it in L.A. I mean, I think, did we see it in London? No, because we saw Miss Saigon. But, yeah, but I mean, yes, I mean, this is so good. And the thing is, the trailer and what they have done, I mean, this is awesome. I just,
great.
Oh, I cannot wait to see this. You know, because I think the way, you know, you see, again, the costumes and, you know, the makeup and everything on this, it is just terrific. And the talent pool, are you kidding me?
The talent pool, I mean, we have Taylor Swift. Swift, Idris Elba, Judi Dench. I mean, the list goes on. And with all of the technical things we're able to do these days, it really works.
Yes.
So Cats out there, and I am going to go see it. In case you haven't, if you're like me, a tribe of cats called the Jellicles must decide yearly which one will ascend to the Heaviside layer and come back to a new Jellicle life. That's the idea here.
Mm-hmm.
And out this weekend. And before we run out of time.
Are they going to stay true to the soundtrack?
Because
sometimes when it goes to you know, from a Broadway play and it goes to the movie, you lose some of the music in translation, copyrights. I don't know what it is, but the soundtrack itself was so powerful, you know, from the stage. I mean, you know, just some great stuff.
You know, which is, you know, this iconic soundtrack with so many of these standards, you have to leave them in the movies.
I would think. I hope so. Okay.
I'm going to cover things that are opening up on Christmas Day as well here, because I'm going to be out for a couple of weeks. I won't be around until
that makes two of us, because we'll be out. We're going to be doing best ofs and for the 2 week period while you're gone as well, and then we'll be back to celebrate the new year together.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Bombshell. That opens wide. We talked briefly about it last week. I saw the movie last weekend, and if you want to know why there's a Me Too movement, go see Bombshell. A group of women decided to take on Fox News head Roger Ailes and the toxic atmosphere he presided over at the network. We have a great cast: Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, John Lithgow, Margot Robbie. And so that is out.
You think that what happened at Fox was the hashtag movement? I thought the hashtag movement, Me Too movement, started before then, because you had some of the Hollywood complaints and all that. I mean, this was part and parcel, but I don't know necessarily that it was the linchpin per se.
Well, it wasn't the thing that started at all, but it's, you know, I think it is an example of what the whole movement is about. I mean, obviously, there was Les Moonves at CBS, Charlie Rose, you had Matt Lauer, you know, the list, Harvey Weinstein, but look inside why it has all happened.
Yeah, but in all elements of the entertainment industry, and I think there's probably still some entertainment outlets that are keeping their head down and going, oh, God, listen, to get that out of here, you know, so.
It is a new era. But just quickly here, we have 1917. This opens on Christmas Day. Two young British privates during the First World War given a possible mission. This is done by Sam Mendes, and it's loosely based on his grandfather's story during World War I, and 94% are recommending that one. It just looks like a terrific film, and it's about these two guys that have to deliver a message deep in enemy territory that will stop about 1,600 men, and one of them is the soldier's brother, from walking into a deadly trap. That's out there.
Well, you know, Steve, I don't know if you saw this, but real quick, let me interject, because I was, reading up a little bit and got exposed to some of the background on this, is the way they shot this movie, it was nonstop. And so as they were shooting it, they had to be sensitive to the environment in order to maintain continuity. So when there was a shift in weather, they had to make sure if they shot the initial one with, clouds overhead, they had to wait. Sometimes they'd be on break and wait till the clouds came back. When the clouds came back, they go, okay, ready, go. And then they, you know, they're running and gunning, you know, and shooting
it's
the scenes.
Amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing looking film. You should check it out.
Exactly.
Also, Little Women, 97% recommending that one. Spies in Disguise, 81% recommending. And Just Mercy, also out, starring Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx, 80% recommending that one. So, you know, it's going to be a great time just to celebrate the holidays, relax, and see a lot of movies, because you have a lot to see over the holidays.
Well, we got some great options and some good stuff to pick up on. Richard Jewell didn't do as well as we expected last weekend, but also Tom Hanks in a good movie for the season, A Movie of Kindness, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That continues, and that stayed in the top 10 as well. So lots of good stuff at the Cineplex, and we'll see you there. And Steve-O, look, have a great Christmas, great holiday, enjoy your vacation, and we'll see you next year, buddy, okay?
Happy holidays.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.